City Current. Produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or tune in to Radio Access 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to a Mandan edition of City Current. It's Wednesday, October 16th, and we are here in the studios at Dakota Media Access. I'm here along with Jim Neubauer, as always.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good to have you here.
Good.
I'm doing well. And also with us today is Chad Nicholas, firefighter EMT with the Mandan Fire Department.
Well, it's nice to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a fire prevention month, so we figured we really need to put some focus on that.
Yep.
So
we're glad Chad's here today to talk about all the things that are going on in October for all of our residents.
Yeah. And we'll get to Chad in just a minute, but we wanted to cover a couple of things that happened, as we always do, at the Mandan City Commission meeting last night. It was a pretty light agenda.
Yeah, I think we finished in 25 minutes last night, which is a short meeting for
pretty
us.
Pretty short meeting, yes. That's for sure. And before we actually get into the agenda from last night, we want to talk about the business pitch challenge that's been going on for a little bit.
Yep, we've got the deadline has come and gone now. We had a selection. There are four finalists that will move on to November 12th on the business pitch challenge evening at the Harvest in Mandan. So we're looking forward to that. And then we've got some good finalists in the group.
Yeah, I put down the little list here. We have Cole Country Coffee, Invited Rentals, Latidot Scoop and Gift Shop, and Third Day Farm that'll all be interviewed then on that November 12th event.
It's a wide variety of folks that put in applications this year. And like I said, what I'm hearing is the quality of the applications were a little better than last year. So I think the competition will be pretty serious and very tough.
Well, and last year was your first year.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's understandable. People are just kind of getting their feet wet. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be fun because we've watched several of the applicants last year have now opened businesses in downtown Mandan or in other parts of town that are succeeding and doing very well.
Yeah.
So I think this is a good program.
Well, you'll be back again before the November 12th event, and we'll talk about it a little bit more in detail.
Right.
If there's some more information, we can provide that.
We will do that on November 6th, I think, next time we're here.
So getting to the agenda,
yes.
Last night, there was an item on under the public hearings that is interesting, and we wanted to talk about that, and that is an annexation zone change and a master plan or a plat.
All kinds of things going on
for Evergreen Heights, third edition. And this is a piece of property that we've talked about in the past.
It has been before the commission and the planning and zoning a couple different times. If folks are not familiar with this, it is out near in the area of the former Dykeshorn Greenhouse, south of Mandan on Highway 1806. And we know that part of that property was sold off, and I think Val Renner owns a piece of it and wants to do some, I think, five different types of shop condos in that area. One of the issues that has come up over time is that there's access points onto Highway 1806. The North Dakota Department of Transportation and Federal Highway really don't like a whole bunch of access points onto a highway, so they've been working together to try and consolidate. They will have one access point, and they'll get rid of an access point.
So. Yeah. So this map that we have up on the screen kind of gives a general idea of where this property is. But I think we have another map that we could pop up that shows a little more detail. Thank you, Ben. Jim, can you explain a little bit about what's going to happen in this property? Because I think it is a very visible piece of property.
Right.
Most people are familiar with this area.
Very visible, as you said. If you're familiar with the area, the Dykeshorn Greenhouse has now been torn down or demolished. And there's an area just to the south and to the west of that area where I think the shop condos will be going. One of the issues here is that there are existing neighbors along 14th Street in the area that have been, you know, over the past several years, there's been many different proposals made for that area.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point in time, the property owner has worked very well with the residents in that area to come up with a plan that it'll look like there'll be some single family residences just to the east of 14th. From the existing homes. There will be a street running, if you're, like I said, right now, there's Living Waters Church out there, a street running between Living Waters Church and 14th. And in turn, it will hook up to kind of an existing stub out of a road down in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, right now, the residents have gotten together and they're okay with this plan. They express that This is better than the proposals they had seen before. But again, it shows that the city commission, has given an opportunity for the property owners and the local people who live in that surrounding area work together and see if they can come up with a solution. Everybody seems happy with this. I know our fire, EMS, and police department were consulted on how this road network will eventually work down there without that one access point on 1806, and they're all comfortable with and don't think this will increase response times or anything like that because there are a ways on 19th Street you can get to it, and I think it's 14th you'll be able to access this area. So again, good compromise was struck, and now we'll see things moving forward.
Yeah. Well, and I think this piece of property represents is a good example of the topography or the layout of Mandan is a bit of a challenge for fire departments and the police department in the city because you have all these fingers and threads up and down the river, and
we are not a flat
stretched
community.
Out.
We have rolling hills and things like that, and there's some topography in this area that the folks that have views out to the east will maintain those views, we believe, with single-family homes to the east of them. And, you know, phase one will probably be the Mr. Renner will get some shop condos started, and we'll see how soon they want to move on the other parts of this project. So there's no timetable set for that, but I think the shop condos will start moving.
That'll be the first step.
That'll be the first step.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yep.
All right. We'll talk about the consent agenda a little bit, and not one of the items was pulled for discussion, but we did want to talk about a number of the items that were there, and one of them was for Wise Properties. This was a flex support for a flex pace buy down for this to build a new funeral home and crematorium.
New funeral home crematorium up in the northwest part of Mandan. There was a zone change that was approved with public input a month or so ago. And in turn, Mr. Wise will build a new, like I said, funeral home and crematorium up in the northwest part of town that meets all of the zoning regulations that are in place today.
And so, that went forward last night, that letter of support.
Yep. And so that's a good thing. So we'll have another piece of property going on the tax rolls.
Yeah. And this is this in a vacant piece of property now?
Right. It's right adjacent to a church.
Okay.
So it is a vacant piece of property. There's some storage units up that are to the west of it. So concerns that were raised last time over a crematorium should be, like I said, all those property owners have been notified, and no one spoke against this location.
This is in an industrial area. Primarily an
correct.
Industrial area.
Yep.
Okay. Seems like a good fit. So that'll move forward as well.
Yes.
No other times or no other need to come back to the commission approvals?
Yep.
Okay. Also on the consent agenda last night were the assessments. And this is an annual process that you go through, and it's kind of a miscellaneous bag of
There was a whole a bag of things in last night, and we generally, this is not atypical. This is how things work. This time of year, we have assessments for weed cutting, and those are for parcels of property that where the property owners have, you know, I think the rule is if the grass or vegetation is over 6 inches high, then it needs to be cut.
Mm-hmm.
We put a publication in the paper at the beginning of each month. I think it starts in April, May, June, July, September, October. If it isn't cut, then we can go in and cut them. And we try and do that once a month. If they're not cut, we assess that property owner for charges each time we cut. And again, we put those on your property taxes, and you have 1 year to pay. So if your property tax bill looks large, it might be because you have some specials on there for weed cutting.
And you had the list of assessments on your agenda last night, so you can get into the city's website to find that agenda. You'll find the list, but you also said that that list has been published, or that notice has been published.
Notice
in
has
the
been put
Mandan
in Mandan News, where
okay.
we have the property ID number and also the address of the property and how much of that assessment. So you will see if you have a $330 assessment, that is what we charge for cutting of one parcel one time.
Okay.
If the parcel had been cut twice, then it would be $660. Right. So we wish we wouldn't in the words, we wish we wouldn't have to do that, because then property owners would be maintaining their property in a manner that is consistent with our code. If they don't, then our folks go in and we'll cut it.
So there's a few other assessments included in there that can be spread, payments can be spread over time, and that would be the sidewalks were also in there, as well as like sewer main repairs and those kinds of
sidewalks and health and safety, where you might have the service line from the water main to my house is your responsibility. If that happens to leak or break and you want to special assess that cost, we will do that for you to assist the homeowner and finance that.
Okay. So that went through last night. Also last night was approved a utility credit for anyone signing up for this new paperless utility billing that you've started.
Right. We've talked about this a little bit in the past. During the past year, we've been converting our software utility billing system, and we're going with NISC, which is a local company. They do utility billing for companies really around the world. And what better fit for us to have our Mandan utility bill coming from them. So during the month of we'll have November, December, and January, we'll have 3 months in which when you get your next bill, it should be from our new billing program in November. You will be given an opportunity to sign up for online, what's called Smart Hub. And for those of you with more Grand Sioux or probably Capital Electric, you're probably familiar with Smart Hub. You can go online, sign up, pay your bill on time. You can see your monthly usage and other fun facts that'll be on there.
$10
credit will be one time. And so again, during this initial phase, we want to encourage folks to sign up. We've got roughly 7,500 utility accounts right now. We're really happy. We've got 3,400 of them that are actually paying their bills online. And that means in some manner, shape or form, that means that's, if you take 3,400 times 12, because each month we'd have to process manually a payment. It certainly saves our staff time and helps keep your utility bill lower. And a $10 credit, one time, we encourage folks to sign it up.
So little incentive.
Look for that in November on your November bill. It'll look a little bit different, and we'll be coming out with some press releases and information that says, here's how you go about doing this. Here's how you read your new bill, and here's what it looks like. And like I said, we're pretty excited about this.
Good. Also last night, they approved a budget amendment for the community calendar, and this would be a budget amendment for this year. And this was amending revenue and
expenses. This is an idea that has been talked about for a couple of years. We know that a couple other cities, namely I think Grand Forks, has a community calendar that's very popular. So between our Business Development Communications Office, Ellen and Carrie, along with Mandan Parks, Kelly Churchill, and Morton County, and Mandan Public Schools got together and said, hey, if we put out a community calendar, one, will people use it? I mean, everyone has electronic, your iPad, your tablets, your smartphones. Do you really need a calendar on your kitchen table or on your fridge?
I do.
And we find, I was surprised because, I look at my kids and they've got a calendar on the fridge and they use it. And everyone thought this would be something that would be used very often. And so we're, like I said, all four entities are getting together, putting this together.
When will that be completed and you intend to mail these out?
We hope to mail them out in December, January, because like I said, it'll be for 2020. So your school start dates, end dates, vacations, schedules for garbage pickup, landfill, all those kinds of things. Parks and Rec will have things on there,
events,
school district,
those
events,
kinds of things.
And like I said, so we're looking forward to it and we hope that people enjoy it and make use of it. So,
if all right. That went through too. Everything went through last night. So it was kind of a streamlined night. So again,
25
minutes, you were done. So we want to talk about Fire Prevention Month and some of the activities that's been going on over at the Mandan Fire Department. You had a big one last week.
Sure. Yeah, we did have a big one. Hopefully with the community calendar coming out, we can get some of those events on there just to help raise a little bit of awareness for that too. But like you said, last October 8th, it was on Tuesday, we had our annual fire department open house. That's always real fun thing that we do for the community. It kind of allows people to come in and see what we do and kind of check out the equipment and some different things like that. We usually start with a parade that starts up at the top of Old Red Trail, and we get a bunch of different entities that come. You know, it's not just us. It's also the rural guys from Morton County. They'll bring some trucks in. I know Bismarck City kind of gets involved with us and they help us out with it. And then Mandan Police Department and Metro Area Ambulance. But we start with a parade and we come down Sunset and then circle around back to the station. And then from there we offer different things like fire truck rides to the kids. We allow them to get their hands on the hose and spray the hose a little bit.
That's
so they
pretty
know
cool.
What that is like. We do an extrication demo where we're able to take a car apart, and that way the citizens can see kind of what that looks like when we have to use the jaws if I mean, it's never a good day when we actually have to do it for rescue, but we're pretty efficient and we like to show off what we can do and how quickly we're able to do that. So those are some different things that we do at the open house that people seem to enjoy.
And you say you have the parade coming down Old Red Trail and you come around to the station. You're referring to that iconic, really nice fire station in your downtown area, right?
Yes.
Such a great building.
110 Collins Avenue. It's a nice looking brick building.
It is.
They've really done a nice job with it.
It's just a landmark, I think, for Mandan, really. It's nice that it's been preserved it's used.
What was it, 2006? I don't remember when we completely gutted that building and redid it. And it's, like I said, that building has served as City Hall.
Really?
Many years ago. And so we had all of city offices along with police and fire and public works used to operate out of that facility.
Very nice. Yeah. Nice crowd that you had too. And you have, as I understand, hot dogs and in addition to all your events, you feed people too. So it's a great event.
Come in and get some water and some free hot dogs. And
nice.
So it's a good time. People seem to really enjoy it.
It's not very often you get a ride in the fire truck, so that's pretty neat.
And we snuck in one last nice day on that Tuesday, the 8th, before we got that cold weather, so that worked out well.
Yeah.
I know Chad mentioned that this is a cooperative effort with Mandan Fire, Mandan Police. Mm. We've got SWAT team is usually there. I don't think they were there this year. Highway Patrol, Morton County Sheriff, Mandan Rural Fire, or Morton County Rural Fire Department, Bismarck, City and Bismarck Rural are all there, so it really brings the community out, and I can't remember the number of hot dogs that are gone through on that night. Some some people eat more than one, but I think you probably run through 1,000 people. And like I said, last Tuesday night was a pretty nice night to have it.
Well, and you talk about all the other groups that are involved, the other fire departments that are involved in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. This isn't the only time you come together. I mean, you guys work together on lots of projects throughout the year, so I think this kind of helps demonstrate how you do come together and show that to the community.
And the law enforcement side and the ambulance side, I mean, we work alongside those guys daily, so it's not really new for us, but it's nice that people are aware how much work we put in together, and so we have a really great relationship with those agencies.
Even to hang the giant flag that you suspended up above your parking area there, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, we've even, when you talk about working together, if you're watching on TV, what you're seeing are some drone shots, courtesy of the Morton County Sheriff's Office and Maxine Herr and the public information's relay folks that provided those to us to use. And, and like I said, when you go there, the shots that you're seeing now, I think, are right at the beginning of when this all started. And if you get there a little later at night, the parking lots are full, and you can see the kids squirting the hose and trying to put the fire out through the windows. Always a good time.
I think anybody who's been standing in line for a fire truck ride with their kids could tell you how many people we get. But it's usually a great turnout. It's a lot of fun. People seem to enjoy it, and we enjoy having people out. So
there's a lot of information that you guys try and get out during this month. I know we'll talk about your school visits in a minute, but there are a couple of big points that you always want to push with people and property owners, especially about awareness issues and fire prevention.
Yep. There's definitely some main points that I'm sure everybody's heard before. Spring forward, fall back. Those two times a year, we like to see you changing out the batteries in your smoke detectors. People need to be cognizant, too, that these things don't last forever. I mean, you're able to get up there and test them, and we recommend you do that. Another one of the big things that's becoming increasingly, I guess it's not any more important now than it used to be, but more people are actually doing it, is CO detectors with gas appliances that we have in our house. That's very important that we have one on each level, especially if you have younger kids. But I mean, it prevents people from being ill. It notifies you with enough time to be able to get out safely, and then we can come and monitor and kind of figure out if it is safe for you to be in the house, and kind of narrow down what the problem could be. So not only the smoke detectors, but the CO detectors are becoming more and more popular, and we're seeing more people use them. So I be another thing that we recommend for everybody.
Sure.
The other principle that is really important that we try and drive home is called, we like to call it simply close before you doze. And basically what that means is when you go to bed at night, we want you to see you guys closing your doors. It provides a barrier between you and a potential fire on the other side. So it provides a degree of safety that, you know, a lot of people don't realize. The smoke is equally as dangerous as the fire is, and a lot of times even more so. And, you know, people have this, I guess, this fear of fire, right? Because fire can burn me. And, you know, the smoke, everybody's had a little smoke in their face at a campfire or something like that. But it's actually the smoke more often than the fire that's impactful. So just providing yourself with that barrier, that close before you doze, is an important point.
Close your bedroom door before you go to bed at night.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And for your children as well.
Yes,
sometimes it could be a little bit of a challenge, but if, as you said earlier, you know, if you explain the reasons why you're doing that, you might have a little more success in getting the kids to close that bedroom door as well.
Yep. If they
safety.
Understand why it's important, you know, they usually take it a little bit better.
Yeah. So true. You've made some school visits in the city of Mandan, and this is an annual thing. You go to a lot of elementary schools and give a visit to the classroom. What does that involve?
We do. We travel to all the schools in Mandan every year. We talk with classes kindergarten through third at every school. And we go over some different things with each grade level appropriate to their level of comprehension. But we start off with kindergarten, and we do some puppet shows and teach them about stop, drop, and roll and crawling low under the smoke. And then we move on to first grade, where we get a little bit more into it. We do a little review, and then we show the kids what we look like in all of our equipment, because that can be intimidating for some of the younger ones. So I think it's important that they see that we're not different people when we have all those scary equipment.
Yeah, I never really thought about that, but I can see, especially in an emergency situation where a child could be potentially fearful of you.
Sure.
Yep. In your
and
gear.
I mean,
not you personally.
If the situation arises where we have to be there in gear, they're probably scared anyways, right? Because the alarms are going off. It could be filling with smoke. So it's important that they don't try and hide from us. And we like to just kind of get them a little bit more comfortable with what that
familiar
looks
with
like.
What you look like.
So,
yeah, that makes sense.
So that's important. We go over that with first grade, and then from there, we move on to second grade, where we have a smoke trailer, and we're able to fill it with an artificial smoke that's not harmful to them. And then that way they can kind of practice what we've taught them the past couple of years, crawling low under smoke, what we look like, maybe talk about some exit plans and things of that nature that they can go over at home to keep them safe. And then the third grades, we go over what potential fire hazards could be. Some things, common things that cause fire, and we have them identify some things that are unsafe. So they're able to recognize and, you know, tell their parents if they find things like that at home. So
that's a great program that you have.
Yeah. Then in addition to that, and one last thing that we do that's kind of fun is we have a coloring contest every year for these classes that we go visit. So the kids will color a coloring page that we bring in for them and then fill out their information on the back. And we pick one kid from each school, and that kid, we will go to their house in the morning and pick them up in the fire truck, and we'll bring them to school and turn the lights on and stuff for them so their friends can see them show up in the fire department. So they get pretty excited about that.
How fun is that? Yeah. Has that already happened? Have you chosen those winners?
We have chosen. I think everything is scheduled. We start picking kids up next week, so we're looking forward to it.
How fun. We should maybe you could provide those pieces of art to us, and we could maybe show them in our next program.
Okay. Well, I think that's a
give them a little feature.
Awesome PR move. I think the great thing about this is you've got a different program for kindergarten, first, second, and third grade. So it's not, gee, here comes the fire. It's October, and we're going to be taught how to, you know, stop, drop, and roll and crawl under the smoke. You're teaching them different things at different grade levels that are appropriate for those levels.
Sure.
And, you know, they're retaining those things, I'm sure, as you go along. And like I said, I think it's just an awesome thing that our fire service provides. And we will look forward to having a few kids show up in school next week with the fire truck. And I think they'll enjoy that very much.
I bet.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All their friends will be jealous. It'll be awesome. So thank you. And thank you for all your work you do at the fire department, the whole department. It's important for us in the community.
Right.
Yeah.
We got a good group of guys, and, you know, we all enjoy what we do. We're maybe a little bit crazy that way.
But. Well, you're dedicated, and it shows. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks,
Jim. And Jim, thank you, as always.
Thanks, Mary. I think there's one last thing. We do have Halloween coming up, so we won't be together until November. So October 31st, obviously, is Halloween. We do have what we call trunk or treat.
Oh.
Where, again, fire and police and sheriff's office and some other organizations. The bookmobile will be on the east side of the Morton Mandan Law Enforcement Center, downtown Mandan. And from 4 o'clock till 7 o'clock, we'll be passing out treats for Halloween.
Great.
So if you're looked at getting dressed up, come on down and have a good time. And it's, like I said, the block will be closed off so that last year was a really big success. And we hope that folks will do that again. Again, 4 to 7 on the east side of the Law Enforcement Center on October 31st.
Great. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yep.
Appreciate it. And again, thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you
for tuning in to this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you would like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD, or on Radio Access 102.5 FM. It's also available as a podcast on radioaccess.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.